afternoon. Excited about this week's challenge and playing the Minnesota Vikings, of course, and representing the National Football League in London. But before I get to that, I'll go through my normal protocol quickly, an evaluation of our last performance. We met yesterday and looked at the tape and studied the tape, and really for the sole purposes of building on the positive from that football game and identifying, acknowledging, and working to eliminate the negative. Like I said, after the game, there was some growth exhibited by our team in that game. Obviously, not enough for victory. But as we look at that tape and move forward, we look at it with that purpose, to build upon the positive. I thought that we moved the ball with more consistency, both in the run and in the pass. I thought we had some nice contributions and continued evolution from some young players. I thought we had some solid contributions in the kicking game. I thought we did a nice job of neutralizing or working to neutralize Devin Hester and what he's capable of. We continue to have a number of young individuals contribute and grow defensively. Guys like Jarvis Jones and Shamarco Thomas provided quality work for us. We'll utilize the lessons learned, obviously, from a negative experience, and hopefully with work and an approach to our business this week, turn the negative into a positive. We know that we're excited about having an opportunity to prepare and play in the game this week and continue that, and hopefully the growth will produce victory. If you look at us from an injury standpoint going into this game, we're the best that we've been. The guy's recent return, Heath Miller, participated in the game and really did a nice job. Obviously, we were on a pitch count, if you will, in terms of the amount of snaps we gave him. He performed well. We'll continue to move forward, hopefully this week, with no restrictions whatsoever, and let him continue to work his way back to health and help us at the tight end position. Some other guys that are scheduled to come back this week: Cortez Allen is going to practice this week, and of course his availability will be based on that participation, but we're optimistic that he's going to be able to play in this football game. Same could be said for Le'Veon Bell. He perked up dramatically at the end of last week, and we're excited about watching him be a full participant this week during the course of practice, and really let that dictate his play. But we're optimistic about his availability. We got a few bumps and bruises from the game. Brett Kiesel may be limited somewhat at the beginning of the week with the left hamstring. Steve McClendon is nursing the right hamstring. He might be limited somewhat at the early portions of the week. Neither one of these guys should we expect to miss any significant time at the latter part of the week, and, of course, in the football game. If you look forward toward the Minnesota Vikings, obviously they're a team in a similar situation and circumstance that we're in that we're both 0-3. From that standpoint, you know, I know we'll have two hungry football teams looking for their first win. They've got a great deal of talent. A lot of the reason why they're 0-3 is similar to some of the things that have produced our record. They haven't taken care of the football in the manner in which they'd like. That's put them in harm's way and dictated some of the outcomes of some of these football games. If you look at them on offense, it starts, of course, with working to neutralize Adrian Peterson. He's unquestionably the best in football. Every time he touches it, he's capable of going the distance. He's an inside runner. He's an outside runner. He's combative. He's got great hands. He's a man for all situations. We've played him in the past. You know, thankfully not a lot, but we will see him this week, and you know, got a great deal of respect for him and what he's capable of. He's tentatively scheduled, I think, to have his fullback Felton back this week. They've been a lethal combination here in recent times. I think both went to the Pro Bowl a year ago. Obviously, Christian Ponder is a talented young passer. His mobility is something that we have to contend with. You know, one of the critical plays in the game last week for us, we closed the game to 4, and we had him in 3rd and 10, and we allowed Cutler to escape and get 13 yards, and that was an eventual drive that made it a 2-score game. We got to respect the mobility of this guy. He's capable of creating when plays break down, but also to utilize his mobility strategically. In misdirection pass, they boot both directions. He's very good at it and does a nice job with it. His receiving core is a talented one. Jerome Simpson is a vertical guy that we're familiar with, former Cincinnati Bengal. Obviously, Greg Jennings is a great relationship wide out that's developing with Christian Ponder, former Green Bay Packer. He's a talented free agent pickup. A young rookie, Patterson out of Tennessee, is a very talented guy. They work to get the ball in his hands a multitude of ways, whether it's vertical passing, whether it's bubble screens. He's also a kickoff return guy. He's got one for a touchdown already this year. He's a guy that's a dangerous man. He's run reverses as well. It looks like they're utilizing him in a similar way that he was utilized at Tennessee. We scouted him in preparation for the draft. He's to be contended with as well. And they got talented tight ends. Rudolph, their young tight end out of Notre Dame, is a very talented young player. The offensive line is anchored by Khalil at left tackle, and Loadhold at right tackle is a mammoth guy. Those are the bookend guys. They do a great job and set the tone for that group up front. Defensively, some similarities to the Bears, but also some differences. They're more multiple in terms of the way that they're capable of applying pressure to the quarterback. Obviously, they're a four-down team similar to the Bears and have some talented men up front. It starts there with Jared Allen. Not only do the men that are preparing to block him have to do a great job, but we have to do a great job to ensure that we assist them when appropriate to level the playing field, because obviously Jared Allen is a very talented perennial Pro Bowl type player. Inside, Kevin Williams is a talented guy that I'm familiar with. He's a Minnesota Viking from my days there. Kevin is a consummate professional. He's a big power player who happens to be athletic. He has the type of ball skills and awareness of a skill guy. That's always something that's unique about him. We got to be conscious of his rush lane and how he gets his hands up and works to affect the passing game, even when he's not getting to the quarterback. He's a guy that's always touching balls and redirecting screens and so forth. I got a great deal of respect for him and his game and what he's capable of. Obviously, around those guys, they got a deep and talented group. Roberson plays opposite of Jared Allen, but they also have a number of guys. Sharif, a young, talented first rounder out of Florida, and Griffin is a talented inside and outside guy out of Southern Cal. They play a lot of people up front to keep them fresh, and they ride the wave of excitement and energy that those guys provide. The linebacker core is led by Chad Greenway, a veteran player who's played in that system since 06. He's a sideline to sideline guy. He's good both versus the run and the pass. Very good at QB keying and zone drops, reading the quarterback's eyes. It's already produced an interception for him this year, but a very active sideline to sideline veteran football player. The secondary is comprised primarily of a lot of young, talented players, but good players. Harrison Smith is a guy that's really a standout on video. He does a lot for these guys in the passing game and on the back end, but also up around the line of scrimmage. He's personal protector on punt team. He's got multiple interceptions and is a really good, sound tackler. He appears to be a rising star in this game. And from a specialist standpoint on special teams, they got rock-solid specialists. Locke, their new punter, appears to be off to a great start. Very talented guy to UCLA. And Walsh, the kicker that they acquired, I think maybe a year or 2 years ago, is a talented man. He's a Pro Bowler from a year ago. Obviously, both teams working and fighting for an opportunity to get their first victory. We're excited about the work that's in front of us here. Before we go to London, we're going to be business as usual and search for normalcy at the front part of this week, particularly from an installation standpoint, from a beginning of the week standpoint in terms of our Wednesday and Thursday's practice. We'll finish all of our work here, all of our normal work that we would do up until a Thursday, and then we're going to travel to London. Obviously, when we get to London, it's not going to be normal, but we'll deal with it. We'll go through the necessary meetings and so forth. What we are going to do, though, is go through our normal processes in the last 48 hours in preparation for game time. That's our Friday preparation and our Saturday walkthrough. We look forward to doing that. We look forward to representing the NFL and hopefully acquiring our first victory in the process. I'll be happy to address any questions you might have.
Mike, you mentioned the pitch count with Heath last week. Will that be the same case for Bell this week?
You know, we're going to let practice really dictate that to us. You know, he's been doing a nice job of working from a rehabilitation standpoint. We got a better sense of his overall conditioning than we did Heath's a week ago. But we'll let the practice process be our guide in terms of deciding how much work he gets in the football game.
Along those lines, whenever it is that he's 100% comes back, is he inserted immediately as the starter?
He's going to play, yes.
Mike, can you talk about the offensive line play? When Jack Bicknell spoke about it last week, he said a lot of the issues that they had were mental issues, not physical issues. Did you see more of that this week, or was it some of both?
It's a little bit of both, but that's always the case. I see improvement in the group. I see improvement in the unit. Obviously, not enough. Our quarterback is still being pressured too often. We're turning the ball over some because of it. We got to just continue to work and improve with those guys that are working at the positions. Obviously, Kelvin Beecham worked some at tackle last week. I thought that was positive, not only for him, but for the other two guys as well. We'll continue to look at those combinations in an effort to find the very best winning formula for us. I like the way the guys are working. I like the way they're showing the mettle from a mental toughness standpoint. Obviously, we're experiencing some frustrating times, but frustration doesn't solve the issues. Work does, and they are taking a nice business-like approach to that work. I met with Ramon Foster this morning. He's committed to leading that group through these tough times, and it's good to have a veteran guy like him that's been around situations in these circumstances. But more than anything, we're just going to roll our sleeves up, keep our mouth shut, take what comes with the position that we're in, and get prepared for our next opportunity to seek victory.
With the Bears' twists and stunts, was there some confusion on assignments, or was it sometimes a matter of just getting beat?
At a time or two, there was a little bit of confusion from an assignment standpoint. Sometimes guys would just physically get beaten, and that's a normal occurrence over the course of a football game. If you throw the ball 40 times in a football game with 5 to 7 guys protecting, and you do the math, it's probably over 200 opportunities for people to do their jobs or not. And all it takes is, 5 to 10 of those instances to produce catastrophic-like results. And that's some of the things that are occurring. Obviously, we need to strive for more consistency to minimize those things, to get the type of consistent production that's going to be required for us to win football games.
Pass protection help from your backs and tight ends?
I thought we all could have been better. And pass protection, the protection of the quarterback is an 11-man job, including the quarterback. Offensive line, receivers running precise routes and being available, backs on pickups, tight ends on pickups, or in routes, and obviously the quarterback making quick decisions. We're all falling short right now, and I mean that, coaches included. So we're not trying to throw anybody under the bus or identify anybody as an Achilles heel or a weak link. The reality is that we all need to continually work collectively together to solve our issues.
The passing game obviously had more success this week than it did in the past or first 2 weeks of the season. Is that a change in play calling, the middle to the deep threat, or is that just more execution on your guys' part?
No, I think it was more and better execution. And part of that has to do with, we were more sound and consistent in the run game, and particularly on first down. I think we averaged 4.1 or so a carry on first down, and that creates, number one, you're on schedule, but number two, I think it creates opportunities in the play pass, which we're able to take advantage of at times in the game. Obviously, not enough for victory.
Mike, you mentioned earlier that Adrian Peterson is getting his usual fullback back. With him being out, have they been running a lot without a fullback, or have they been using other people in his place? We've been able to
No, they've been utilizing other people. They've got a tight end / H-back / fullback in Rhett, I think second or third year guy out of Southern Cal, who actually did both type jobs in college. I think he served them well. Man, it was a big short yardage, 4th-and-1 play. Where he ran a weak side isolation, and he showed what he was capable of against the Bears a few weeks ago. Zach Lyon has also played for him, a rookie out of SMU who just went on IR, I think, after this past weekend's performance. So, obviously, Felton's availability is right on time from that standpoint, and we expect him to participate and obviously provide the personality that they desire.
Mike, I believe Minnesota traveled last night into this morning to get there, I think, to adjust to the time difference and jet lag and such. It seems that you're traveling late in the week to keep a sense of normalcy. How did you weigh the two, and how do you plan to adjust your players to the time difference?
I think traveling on Thursday night and getting there on Friday morning will provide us enough opportunity to adjust to the time difference. A lot of West Coast teams that travel to the East Coast do two-day travels, and that's appropriate. I value normalcy in the early portions of the week from a preparation standpoint and from a practice standpoint, use of our facilities, the comforts of home, if you will, in the installation of the plan and the development of the plan over the former.
When you say that, Mike, will you move to the Greenwich Mean Time, or will you actually, you could operate on an East Coast time if you wanted to over there. Will you acclimate to immediately to where the clock says over there?
Yeah, when we get to London, we're going to be on London time. No need, no use of trying to trick ourselves from that standpoint.
Talking about the stadium itself, and what you know is, I mean, it wasn't built for football, obviously. What do you know about turf, lighting, all that is?
From what I understand, it's an awesome venue. The turf is awesome. You know, they play a lot of soccer in that venue. The turf is supposed to be awesome. Looking forward to doing it. Zoltan was over there a year ago. I had a brief meeting with him about it yesterday, and he raved about the field surface. So looking forward to it. Don't expect it to be a negative experience in any way from a facility standpoint, from a fan standpoint. We're looking forward, obviously, to represent the National Football League in our game over there in London.
Mike, you mentioned earlier about the young players making a contribution last game. Wonder if you talk a little bit about Vince Williams, who seemed to have played there predominantly in the second half.
Vince is doing a nice job not only in play, but in communication and communicating in a timely and an appropriate way. I think he's winning the confidence of the veteran defenders from that standpoint. Obviously, it's a lot of communication that comes with that job, and he's done a nice job at that. He appears to be a natural, but we'll continue to play he and Keon in an effort to get the best out of both until we get some clarity in terms of who's the guy that's going to rise up and seize that spot.
Mike, Lawrence Timmons had said last week when Larry Foote went down that he expected to make the defensive calls and have the communication in his helmet. That didn't actually happen the past 2 weeks. What was the thinking about letting the young guys have that role?
You know, we just want to work and ease to that transition. We want to minimize the amount of responsibility that we put on Lawrence because we need him to play great football. We got other guys that have worked over the course of the preseason in preparation for it. Guys like Keon and guys like Vince, who have been doing that since day one that they've gotten here, and they're proven to be capable in that regard. And so that's obviously something that's available to us, but to this point, we haven't deemed it necessary. So we'll continue to work in the manner in which we have. Obviously, when those guys aren't on the field, Lawrence is making the calls, and there are a number of defensive packages where he's the only linebacker on the field. When Troy plays linebacker and Robert Golden comes in, where he is the guy that's making the calls for the entire defense at that time.
Mike, what's holding Marcus Wheaton back, and what do you need to see from him to get him on the field?
You know, he's continuing to improve and get more opportunities. He played quite a few snaps in this past football game. I don't have the exact number. He actually had a ball thrown to him on third and nine. He'll continue to work. We'll continue to work with him. We like the talent. We like his approach to getting better. Hopefully he'll be making a contribution to our efforts here very soon. I like the process in which he's going about putting himself in position to do so.
Like in the past, when a running back has fumbled or a receiver has lost the ball, you haven't hesitated to go somewhere else to say, we're going to go with someone who can hold on to the ball. When your quarterback turns it over 3-4 times, is the thought ever come into your mind to, as you put someone in there who can hold on to the football?
Yeah. If it's carelessness, absolutely. I'm not opposed to that. Some of the turnovers that occurred in the football game, Ben's got control over. I expect him to take better control of the ball, but obviously they weren't carelessness. The pocket was breaking down on him. Chicago Bears did a nice job of not only working to tackle him, but working to disrupt the ball. And you know, obviously we knew that that's in their personality and their capabilities, but you still got to give them credit in that regard. I expect Ben to be better. Ben expects himself to be better. We'll continue to work to do that.
What about Antonio Brown's game? What can you say about his effort? He didn't want to particularly talk about it afterwards, but looking at the film and what he did, is he solidifying himself as that number one you're looking for?
You know, he provides quality plays for us, but we expect him to, and I know he expects that from himself. And, you know, hopefully we want those efforts to produce victory. It didn't do it in the game, and there's a certain level of frustration that goes with that because he's a legitimate competitor. And most of us share those frustrations.
Is this a case where you think maybe Ben's trying to do too much or force too much out there?
No, I don't believe that. I really think, you know, a lot of what happened in the stadium had to do with what the Chicago Bears did. And I don't want to take anything away from them. They're 3-0 at this point for a reason. They make timely plays offensively. They showed it in our football game like they did in others when they put together that drive where they hit Bennett in the corner for a 17-yard touchdown. The defense has produced turnovers and scores. They did it in the games prior to our game. They did it, unfortunately, in our game. Thankfully, in our game, we worked to minimize Devin Hester, but largely the formula that produced victories prior to our game for them, they were able to duplicate. And you got to give them credit. Obviously, it's our job to not allow those things to happen. We were unsuccessful in the attempt to do so. Hopefully, we learn from it and move forward and utilize the lessons learned to produce victory this week.
Coach, as David Johnson proving to be a number two, a valuable number two option at tight end?
You know, I like some of the things that he's doing both in the running game and in the passing game. Much like Heath Miller, he's working his way back from an ACL, and I see a dramatic improvement in him physically week to week and look forward to continued improvement in what he's doing both physically and mentally.
Like late in the game, down three scores, maybe it doesn't impact the result, but I'm sure you weren't throwing in the towel. You decided to go for it on 4th and 10 from the 25. It's a field goal that Swisham, it's in his range. You can make it a two-score game. What was the thinking for going for it and then using your timeouts defensively?
We needed at least two touchdowns in what would have potentially been three possessions. We were down there in scoring territory. I thought it was better to go for a touchdown at that time than to put it off potentially in other possessions.
Like, you've never been one to really self-analyze on anything other than football. When you go to London, it's going to be a new experience. Is this purely a business trip, or do you allow yourself to experience the new?
It's purely a business trip for me, personally.
You don't expect it to be a distraction to anybody else on your team?
Not at all, to be honest with you. This is just a road game for us. We're happy to represent the National Football League, obviously, in international play. But in terms of what it is that we're doing and our level of focus and the things that we need to do in preparation and in play, it's just a road game for us.
Mike, this week some of your veteran players, your captains, took it upon themselves to limit some of the players' interaction with some of the games in the locker room. How do you view the games being in there in the first place? I know under your tenure that there have been a couple added in the locker room.
You know, it's really no big deal from my perspective. Our locker room also doubles as a player's lounge. I think just everybody in this business has something like that available. These guys are competitors. They're competitors by nature. You provide outlets for them, if you will, of healthy competition, provided if it doesn't get in the way of work. That decision was made by our leadership, and I respect it. I think our team respects it. It's done in the right spirit under the circumstances, and we'll continue with it.
No worry that it forms a separation between two groups in the locker room?
Not at all.
Not at all. I think our young guys understand very clearly the spirit in which that was handed down.
Anything else football related for Coach?
All right. Anything non-football related?
What about the Pirates clinching first time 20 years from your perspective?
Man, I'm happy for those guys. I just jotted Clint a note this morning. It's big for them. It's big for our community. It's just awesome. Look forward to watching them representing us in the playoffs and going to chase the big prize.